Good morning, and welcome to Simply Startups. It's Tuesday, May 7th. On today's show, UK AI startup Wave secures $1 billion in funding for their self-driving software, and S-Korea's largest startup fair, NextRise, is set to be held in June. Plus, Berlin-based green tech company Everyone Energy closes a seven-figure seed round to automate renewable energy planning. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Startups. We start off with some exciting news in the world of autonomous vehicles. A British self-driving car startup called Wave, founded in London in 2017, just secured over $1 billion in funding, marking the largest investment to date in a European AI company. They plan to use the funds to develop and launch what they call embodied AI technology for autonomous vehicles in the UK. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent. So what exactly is embodied AI, and how does it differ from other self-driving car technologies?
Embodied AI is a new approach that enables self-driving vehicles to learn from and interact with the real-world environment around them. This includes the ability to adapt to unexpected situations that don't follow strict rules or patterns, such as erratic behavior from human drivers or pedestrians. Traditional self-driving systems rely more on pre-programmed instructions and have less flexibility to handle edge cases. Wave's embodied AI aims to make autonomous cars more robust and capable of navigating the complexities of real roads.
This funding round was led by Japan's SoftBank, and also included investments from NVIDIA and Microsoft. What does the makeup of this investor group signal about Wave's approach and potential?
The high-profile nature of the investors, especially SoftBank's leading role, is a major vote of confidence in Wave's embodied AI technology. SoftBank has a track record of placing big bets on transformative technologies. NVIDIA's involvement also makes sense given their expertise in AI computing hardware that will be critical for autonomous vehicles. And Microsoft's participation points to the importance of cloud computing infrastructure to support these systems. Together, this investor group provides Wave with deep financial and technical resources to bring their vision to fruition.
Wave says its technology is already integrated into advanced driver assistance systems on six different vehicle platforms, including electric cars from Jaguar and Ford. How does this position them competitively against bigger rivals?
Having their AI already deployed, even if just in driver assistance features initially, gives Wave a foundation to iterate and improve their technology with real-world feedback. This is crucial for the learning aspect of embodied AI. While companies like Waymo and Cruise have been doing on-road testing for longer, Wave seems to be taking a more incremental bottoms-up approach. If they can prove their embodied AI in limited deployments and gradually expand its capabilities, it could position them well against rivals pursuing more of an all-or-nothing approach to full autonomy.
The UK government is aiming for self-driving cars to hit British roads by 2026 and expects the industry to generate over £40 billion in economic activity by 2035. How might Wave's progress influence this timeline and the UK's overall competitiveness in autonomous vehicles?
Wave's CEO Alex Kendall noted that this investment is a signal of the UK's strength in the AI ecosystem. As a homegrown startup, now armed with significant funding and partnerships, Wave could play a key role in accelerating the UK's autonomous vehicle roadmap. If their embodied AI proves effective, it may attract more talent and investment to the UK to build on their approach. However, the 2026 target for deploying self-driving cars still seems quite ambitious given the remaining technical and regulatory hurdles, but Wave's progress could help validate the UK as a major player in this space, alongside the US and China.
The coming years will certainly be pivotal in determining whether the UK can meet its lofty autonomous vehicle goals and compete with much larger investments being made in the US and elsewhere. Wave's new funding and partnerships put them in the pole position among UK startups vying to define the future of self-driving cars. For Simply Startups, this has been our correspondent and David discussing the implications of Wave's $1 billion investment in embodied AI for autonomous vehicles. Shifting our focus to Asia, South Korea's largest startup fair, NextRise 2024 Seoul, is set to take place on June 13-14 at COEX in Gangnam-gu, Seoul. The event, jointly hosted by the Korea International Trade Association and Korea Development Bank, has introduced a guest country system this year, designating Japan as the first guest country. Here with more details is our Simply Startups correspondent. So what can we expect to see at NextRise this year in terms of international participation?
NextRise 2024 is shaping up to be a major event for the South Korean startup ecosystem. In addition to the strong showing from Japan, with 15 major companies like Mitsubishi, Sony, and Rakuten participating alongside about 30 startups, we'll also see global corporations from other countries in attendance. Luxury goods giant LVMH will be there, as well as Airbus, Renault, Intel, and over 160 investment firms. They'll all be looking to discuss practical business cooperation opportunities with startups.
It sounds like there will be a lot of potential for cross-border collaboration and investment. Are there any specific events or programs focused on facilitating those kinds of partnerships?
Absolutely. One of the key events will be the Korea-Japan Open Innovation Summit on the main stage, featuring major companies and startups from both countries. There will also be sessions on Korea-Japan venture cattle cooperation organized by Lotte Ventures and an exchange meeting on the startup ecosystems of the two countries hosted by JETRO, the Japan External Trade Organization. The goal is really to help innovative startups from South Korea and Japan exchange ideas and seek out various business cooperation opportunities.
And for startups looking to connect with potential partners or investors, it seems like the one-on-one business meetup event will be the place to be. Over 60 global corporations and 160 investment firms are slated to participate. That's a huge opportunity for startups to get in front of some very influential players.
No question about it. An event like this that brings together startups with major corporations, investors, and business organizations from around the world, all under one roof, is incredibly valuable. It gives startups the chance to showcase their innovations, get feedback, and potentially walk away with new partnerships or funding that can help take their business to the next level. South Korea has been working hard to establish itself as a startup hub, and events like NextRise are a big part of that effort.
It will be interesting to see what kind of deals and collaborations emerge from NextRise 2024. The fact that it's being held in person this year, after a few years of pandemic disruptions, makes it even more exciting. Speaking of exciting developments in the startup world, a Berlin-based green tech startup called Everyone Energy has announced the successful closing of a seven-figure seed financing round. The round was led by high-tech Gründerfonds, one of Europe's leading seed investors, and Cologne-based early-stage VC Neotech Ventures. For more on this, we're joined by our startup correspondent. So tell us, what does Everyone Energy do, and why did they attract this investment?
Everyone Energy, founded in 2021, has quickly become a leading provider of white-label software for customized advisory services on renewable energy solutions. Their innovative software enables energy service providers to leverage digital customer services to scale their business with automation. This is crucial because despite increased awareness of environmental issues and the availability of green technologies, many people face hurdles in adopting them due to the complexity and lack of transparency in the energy industry's regulatory framework. At the same time, energy service providers face a highly competitive market and a shortage of skilled labor, making the complex initial consultation of customers time-consuming and expensive. Everyone Energy's software solves this bottleneck by automating energy transition consulting.
It sounds like their solution addresses pain points on both the consumer and provider side. What are the founders saying about this seed funding round and what it enables for the company?
Co-founder Fabian Rietz expressed excitement about the successful seed round and the partnership with high-tech Gründerfonds and Neotech Ventures. He said this investment allows Everyone Energy to advance their vision of accelerating the energy transition through innovative technologies and advisory services. The challenges of the energy transition in Germany and Europe are enormous, and clients face increasingly complex challenges in implementing renewable energy projects. There is still a significant need for digitalization and automation in this space, which is the gap Everyone Energy aims to fill with their solution.
Thanks for the update on that notable seed funding for Everyone Energy and their work automating complex consulting in the renewable space, especially as adoption continues to grow. Shifting gears to another area where AI is making waves, self-driving vehicles. A British startup called Wayve, founded in London in 2017 and developing next-gen autonomous driving systems, has just secured over $1 billion in investment, marking the largest ever funding round for a European AI company. The massive investment was led by Japan's SoftBank, along with NVIDIA and Microsoft. For more on this milestone funding and what it means for the future of self-driving vehicles, we turn to our startups correspondent. So this is a huge vote of confidence in Wayve's approach to autonomous driving. What exactly are they doing differently?
Wayve is focused on developing what they call embodied AI for self-driving cars. This means AI systems that can learn from and adapt to real-world driving situations, even unpredictable ones that don't follow set rules or patterns. For example, the AI needs to handle unexpected actions by human drivers or pedestrians. This is different from many other self-driving systems that rely more on pre-programmed rules and detailed maps. Wayve's AI is designed to learn and improve through experience, more like how humans learn to drive. They've already integrated their tech into electric vehicles from Jaguar and Ford for advanced driver assistance features.
It's a competitive space, though, with big tech companies and major automakers all working on autonomous vehicles. Where does the UK currently stand in the global self-driving race?
The UK self-driving industry is still young but growing quickly. The government predicts it could be worth over £40 billion and create nearly 40,000 skilled jobs by 2035. In just the past few years, the sector has generated nearly £500 million in investment. Wayve's huge funding round really cements the UK's status as an AI and autonomous vehicle hub. A few other notable British startups working on self-driving include Oxbotica and Academy of Robotics. The UK government is aiming to get autonomous vehicles on the roads by 2026 and is close to passing legislation to enable the safe rollout of the technology.
And it seems this Wayve investment is being touted as a big win for the UK's standing as an artificial intelligence leader. What has the reaction been from British leaders?
Absolutely. The UK government is holding this up as proof of Britain's strength in AI. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said the Wayve deal anchors the UK's position as an AI superpower. He called it a testament to British leadership in the industry that a homegrown UK business secured the largest ever investment in a British AI company. So while the UK may have been seen as trailing the US and China when it comes to artificial intelligence and autonomous vehicles, this investment in Wayve is a strong signal that perception may be shifting. It should certainly help attract more talent and funding to the UK's growing AI ecosystem.
Fascinating developments indeed in the fast-moving world of self-driving cars and artificial intelligence. Thanks to our startups correspondent for that report. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Startups. We'll see you back here tomorrow.